Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And you're listening to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Oh, gosh, has it been that long that I almost forgot how to open the show? It's been a long time since last Wednesday, and we've had, I hope you enjoyed Thursday and Friday shows. I put a lot of effort into that. I could have had a little more practice time at trying to be Priscilla. But I hope you got to hear or at least understand some of what they went through. And looking at it from the pilgrims' point of view, those who stepped off that Mayflower, those who started establishing a free world for you. I actually shared that with my grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and they had colors, pictures to color, and I presented that to them. And I don't know if they retained any of it, but maybe one day they'll remember that. Remember our crazy grandmother that sat around pretending she was a pilgrim one day? Oh, gracious. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. I hope that you had a wonderful Thanksgiving time. Most gracious Heavenly Father, for such a time as this, we know that you have placed us here, me here. And we come to you with thanks and praise for who you are and what you've done for us in each of our lives. We ask, Father, for your forgiveness every day. We know we fail you. We are such ornery children, seeking our own desires. Father, protect our president. Protect those who are working for him. They are scrambling, Father, to expose the corruption in this nation. Father, I pray that you will help them. Help this nation. Reveal the corruption to all. Reveal the lies to all who are watching. And it's not pretty, we know, Father. It goes much, much deeper than stealing an election. We know that. And we need to act on it. We need to be a people who stop being silent and start being active and taking back our country and acknowledging you openly. Father, give us boldness. Give us courage. Give us wisdom greater than Solomon, that we will bring this nation back to you. I ask your blessing on CSC Talk Radio today, Father, and every day. You know our needs, and they are great. Father, help us. For such a time as this, we humbly bow before you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, let's talk about sensible. This weekend, my husband, with a little smirk and grin on his face, read to me a letter from the editor that was in the Jefferson City Tribune. I won't give the man's name other than Mr. Wear a Mask and Shut Up. He's obviously one of many Americans living in fear. And I will say this, the virus is real. We must respect it, but not fear it. I refuse to live my life in fear. I refuse. Now, maybe I'm a foolish one, you know. Maybe so. But let me read you his words. He says, a sensible defense response. Some Americans seem to think mandatory face mask wearing in public places is equivalent to the Nazi-enforced wearing of yellow armbands by Jews in Hitler's Europe. I see mandatory face mask wearing as being an entirely sensible defensive response to the worsening COVID-19 epidemic. I think mandatory face mask wearing in public places the legal and moral equivalent of mandatory speed limits, which also perform an important public health function. We don't limit speed primarily for the protection of the involved driver. Speed limits are meant primarily to protect others from the involved driver. In other words, you wear a mask to protect other people, right? A face mask helps protect those near an infected person from also becoming infected. Some Americans seem to think they are above such laws. Well, first of all, it's not a law. Let's move on. I suspect that if it were possible for us to investigate, we'd find there is quite a psychological overlap between never-maskers and habitual speeders. My guess is the most of those who are still opposed to mandatory mask wearing are angling for membership in the patriotic hero of American society, or maybe they're just conservative talk show radio hosts who are pursuing their career by cultivating favor and sense of belonging among their gullible listeners. Now, I don't know if this man ever hears my stories, but perhaps he does. If he does, he doesn't understand the whole lot. First of all, there is no law stating to wear masks. Now, there are those who are making mandatory regulations and rules, suggestions by the hierarchy, but they're not laws. They are not laws. Speed limits are laws. We have among us a few deniers of truth, deniers of common sense, deniers of even the lies that they're being told. They say follow the science, but they follow emotions and politicians. Perhaps they mean political science, follow the political science. I have no problem with those who want to wear or wish to wear masks. Absolutely no problem. But do not try to convince me you're doing it for me. You are doing it out of fear, and you are doing it out of obedience. Obeying your orders because that's what you do. Now, I'm pretty much a compliant person, mostly. I'm mostly compliant. I will wear a mask if I'm forced to. I probably will not, again, frequent that facility, or not often. Fear of virus. Fear of lawsuits. Fear of consequences. You know, it's the lawsuits that they fear. Walmart was hit with a lawsuit early on this year, because one of the employees claimed that they caught the virus there at the store. You don't know where you catch it. I don't want the virus. I carry a mask with me for those who need me to wear it. But it is unconstitutional, it is uncommon sense to force mask wearing and force shutdowns. We are in a crisis in this nation, and the crisis is ignorance. Much of it on purpose. Willful ignorance. You know, the scriptures warn us of that. They say to God, depart from us. We do not even desire the knowledge of your ways. That's out of Job. Zechariah, but they refused to pay attention. They turned a stubborn shoulder and stopped their ears from hearing. Maybe that's what I do. I refuse to hear this mask mandate. No, I do wear it when I'm supposed to. They made their hearts like flint, so that they could not hear the law and the words which the Lord of hosts had sent by his Spirit through the former prophets. Therefore, great wrath came from the Lord of hosts. For the heart of this people, has become dull. With their ears, they scarcely hear, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they would see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts, and return, and I would heal them. The crisis. Crisis. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Defense and response. Sensible. Well, it depends on who you're listening to, I suppose. You're listening right now to CSC Talk Radio. We hope we're bringing common sense. We hope you'll come back with us right after these messages. Bring on the glitz this holiday season with MakeupAmerica.us. Rhonda, CEO and founder of Makeup America, is offering her one-and-done sister sets, matching lipstick and nail polish. But Rhonda didn't stop there. She's added a free nail file and a cosmetic bag. Most sister sets are under $30. Remember to use the promo code BethAnn20 for 20% off. Get one and done. You got more for less. Easy, smart shopping, right? These sister sets are perfect. Whether a hostess gift, Hanukkah, or Christmas gifts, appreciate your first responders. Great stocking stuffers. I'd say thank you to teachers. And shh, don't forget your secret Santa. Bring some glitter to your Happy New Year celebrations. One and done it is. Each sister set includes a free nail file and a cosmetic bag. You will also save close to $9 in the four-color American manicure set when using the promo code BethAnn20. Visit MakeupAmerica.us. Use promo code BethAnn20 to receive 20% discount off all Makeup America products. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I really hoped I'd had a little better reply to this man, and I'm going to work on that this afternoon. The crisis. He talks about being sensible and defense, and we do need to have a defense. Defense is the respect to the virus, knowing there is no hiding from such a thing as a virus. You can't hide from a virus. I agree. Wash your doorknobs. Wash your hands. You know, wear a mask if you want to. Science has not proven that that helps. In fact, I know people that wore the mask a lot. They were adamant about when they caught the virus. I may catch the virus, but so far I'm not, and I don't wear a mask most of the time. And you hear that all around. But wear it if you want to. I have absolutely no problem with that. Wear it. I've seen people during regular flu seasons wearing their masks, or when it's too cold and they've got issues of other kinds of health issues, and they wear a mask. Wear a mask if you want to wear a mask. I have no problem with that. But don't sit here trying to convince me it's a law. Precautions, yes, absolutely. Looking at history. Use common sense. Children should be in school. There is, regardless of age, well over a 90% survival. Stay healthy. Take your vitamins. Vitamin D3, zinc, and I'm always a believer in C. I take it all the time. Well, when I remember. I need that pill to make you remember to take the other pills, you know. These make you stronger and healthier. But they are not necessarily going to keep you from getting or contracting the virus. Staying at home is It's not unwise to stay home. If you're afraid, stay home. That will help you not get the virus, but it is not foolproof that you won't get the virus. Meeting this pandemic head-on is the defense to take. The president has removed barriers, those government red tape barriers that all the deep state have put in place here in the last several decades. And we have a vaccine just about ready to go. They expect it to be ready real soon. Fauci says even after vaccine, you should be wearing a mask and you should, and they should make it a law. But, you know, Fauci also wants to cancel Christmas. And I think this man, I think he's on the naughty list. I do. I think he's on the naughty list. Mr. Cautious. Mr. Wear a mask, sit down and shut up to me. Wear your mask. I have no problem with you wearing your mask. If you want to. But it isn't a law. And it isn't science. In fact, science has actually said they don't help. And by the way, I'm not a speeder. Mostly. You know, it's funny. All of a sudden, he thinks he knows who everybody is and what their problem is and how they can remedy it. And apparently, I'm a problem because I'm a conservative talk show host. And I try to help you to think with common sense and use the Constitution. There is nothing constitutional about mandating masks, even though the great professor, Alan Dershowitz, says early on, he said, yeah, it's not. Show me, Alan, where it says that. Well, they like to go back to the community, you know, the common good for the community. He's a liberal. He's a libertarian at one time. He's a little upset because he doesn't like corruption, I don't believe. He doesn't like corruption. The problem I have with listening to him, and I like him, and I listen because I think he knows more than I do about many things. But one problem I have is he's part of the Dream Team. The Dream Team knew what they were doing. Now, maybe some of you don't know who the Dream Team was. You'll have to go look that up. Trump says it'll take a brave judge or a brave legislature to do what is necessary. The corruption in this nation is out of hand. This stealing, this theft of our election is huge. We cannot ignore it, America. If you love freedom, if you love independence, you need to think, you need to realize how important this is. I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican or a Libertarian or a Independent. I don't care what you are. Do you believe in freedom and independence? If you do, you shouldn't want to cheat to win. Yeah, siblings do that. Did you do that when you were a kid? Did you ever cheat? Rudy never cheated. He's shaking his head. Yes, he did. You know, and I have a brother. You've met him, Rudy. If he wasn't winning, you know what he did? Bam, went the board, and the pieces went everywhere, and guess who didn't pick it up? The one who spilled it. Did you ever do that as a sibling? Cheat to win? Of course. Most kids do. But that's not winning, is it? No. Or did you get mad and throw the board so nobody could win the game? It's over. I've lost. I can't win it. It's over. I'm done. It takes somebody brave to stand up for what is right. It's not wrong to wear a mask. It's wrong to tell me it's a law. And I'm not a speeder. I have sped a few times, but I'm not habitual at it. I know better. I know I'll get caught. I was one of those kids that always got caught. No matter what I did, I got caught. So I had to be compliant. I always tell my siblings, I was the compliant child. Oh, yeah, sure you were. Well, I was, because I was afraid to get in trouble. To get yelled at was as bad for me as to get a spanking. I'm very sensitive. And you're probably laughing about that. Yeah, I'm wondering what I'm doing here, too, because I'm pretty sensitive. But when I read the article here and the headline, "It will take a brave judge or a brave legislature," I think of Hamilton's quote that I have used this year. Because when I did my speech in Wyoming, I based it on liberty is always in the hands of the people. He has the liberty to wear a mask. I have the liberty to not wear a mask. It's always in the hands of the people. And the love of liberty, or the lust of liberty, for liberty, it should make you brave. There's just something about it that it should rise up within you, to rise above human nature with acts of bravery and heroism. Liberal, liberty. It's always in the hands of the people. Always. But is it in our hearts today? It will take a brave judge or a brave legislature. My friends, I hate to break the news to you, but we have a lot of socialism, socialists, communists in place, in high places in our government. Whether it be your local government, I don't know about. We just have corruption. It is mankind's nature to be corrupt. So when they want to remove God like they do, why do you think that is? President Donald Trump said it will take a brave judge or legislature to take action to overturn the results of the election. Do you think we have anybody brave like that? I know who's not brave. All these federal judges that are saying no to this and no to that, when the corruption is obvious. Everyone can see it. They can see it. The whole world is watching. Remember what I shared with you a week ago on a Friday? The Limey. His words, the Brit, what he said. The world is watching. They don't know what they're doing and talking about these socialist kids. They don't know what they're messing with. The American people are not going to sit back and let this happen. And I pray he's correct. Because I worry that too many of us are too apathetic. We're too much like Mr. Cautious over here. I don't care if he wears a mask or not. But don't sit there and tell me it's a law, because it's not a law. And it's not constitutional. It's not constitutional for these governors, these mayors, to say you can only have X amount of people in your house for Thanksgiving. And do not travel. I had 23. Some of them were from outer staters. Yes. I wasn't afraid. Somebody asked me what my percentage was of getting sick, and I said, I think it's zero. But if I get sick, I get sick. I'm not going to live in fear. And I want the hugs of my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, and my kids. You can't beat that. Any day. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for
public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance. For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the phone lines. We have Tim in Iowa. Tim, how are you doing today?
Great, Beth. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm feeling pretty fat and sassy since I ate for about 4 days.
I've been sassy for about 2 weeks here because the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. Our county supervisors, for the first time here in Iowa, passed a mask mandate that wasn't supposed to be punitive or stigmatizing, but it has ended up with the effect of being punitive and stigmatizing. Now, and that's going to be what I want to talk about today, is we have to resist mask tyranny on a local level, and we have to be civilized about it. We can't act like we're going to be, you know, like we're in revolutionary mode, because there's ways to do this. So that, but most of your local people that believe in mask mandates are well-meaning. They're not like the big boys, the totalitarian. And so I had several problems here the last couple weeks. Well, I have one place where I go to get groceries that I've never worn a mask in. And the manager knows it. And she did have an employee. We got talking about this because the mandate had just come out. And she did have an employee kind of indicate to me like I was killing grandma. I got very upset about that. In fact, I fired off an email to the head office about this. I haven't heard anything back from it yet, but they did receive it. And I had asked her, I said, why come this sign on the front of your door with a, and there's a display there with masks and gloves. I said, how come you got this sign mask required on there and you're going to let me in? Well, the Chamber of Commerce put that on there. The yeah. display with the rubber gloves and everything and the sign. So I had another situation where I went through another grocery store where the girl checking out had a mask on that said social distancing, and I checked with the manager of that store, and that was not company policy. She was not wearing her uniform correctly, and we had a good talk with the manager about that. I said to the manager, should I be in here? Should I not be in here shopping if I don't have a mask on? The manager said, no, you're not doing anything illegal, and we want you in here. But I will say, I do believe in the 6 feet distancing, and I do believe you should limit your stay in that store, if you're going to do this, at 15 minutes or less. Dr. Drupinski has researched some of this, and that is consensus science is what he calls it. He has doctors on there that think he believes in masks. He even has them on if he has guests in his house. He is against tyranny, though. And he does, most of the doctors that he's had on his show and him, the consensus science has been the most effective rate is the 6 feet and the 15-minute limit. Now, I wear a mask at the doctor's office. I was at a funeral about a month ago, wore a mask because I knew everybody was in there was going to have a mask on, and I wasn't there for me. I was there for the deceased. You know, out of respect for the deceased, I wore a mask, too. So, you know, there's a time and place to make statements for this.
Absolutely.
So meanwhile.
Absolutely.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm kind of monologuing here.
No, I was agreeing with you. Go on. I was agreeing with you.
So, having discovered that the Chamber of Commerce had put this on this lady's door, and having seen the same signs around the area, the very same signs. So, it wasn't I called the supervisors. And I confirmed with their secretary that I wasn't doing anything illegal. She says, there is no penalties to this. You are not doing anything illegal by going into these stores without a mask. I said, the managers of these stores are telling me that the Chamber of Commerce put this on their door, walked in there like they are under legal authority to put this on there. And I think I've talked to Mindy about this on Facebook this weekend, too. We all know, but from this show, thanks to our to Derry, that what do planning and zoning commissions do? They try to intimidate you, thinking that they're doing something legal, and they really don't have any legal
right.
authority to do it. They're doing the same thing with the Chamber of Commerce. They said no, they are not doing that under the guidance and blessing of the Chamber of Commerce. That's a private group doing that, and they have no legal authority to put that on your on the door of your building.
Derry used to always say, and it came from G.B. Oliver, was show me the authority. I'll be glad to do this. You show me the authority that gives you, show me where you have the authority to make this mandate or this rule or this problem. That was when they were coming on people's property. I'm happy to comply. Show me where you have the authority to do. And they can't. They have to walk off because there is no place that gives them that authority.
Right. Plus, I can just tell you by talking to local managers, they don't want to turn away anybody. All their money is the same. They've got that in there, and whatever the reasons is for it. But the postings on the door are being done by the Chamber of Commerce, and at least around here anyway. And, again, they're not doing anything nefarious. I also had a talk with my county economic development director about this. The newspaper. We had a long talk with the newspaper because he's got a mask ad that he's donated to the local mask up 501c3 group that's got a mask. I wear my mask because ad on there. And at the end, at the bottom of that ad, how do you like this for psychobabble and propaganda? There's never a wrong time to do the right thing in trying to promote mask wearing. Good one, man. Boy, that's Chinese propaganda right there.
Maybe we should redefine right. It's never wrong to do the right thing.
Yeah. It's never the wrong time to do the right thing in referring to wearing a mask. Yeah. And by the way, you remember my local affiliate, you guys used to be on years ago when Derry was on, right?
Yes. Yes, I do. I met the man. I actually went to lunch with him.
Yeah, great guy. He's 81, he 2 years old
Lovable.
Now. Still
doing absolutely. Dennis, yeah, he wasn't
Dennis bad. There every Friday. And I call in and I update him on the COVID facts because I go to the Iowa Department of Health website. And the newspaper has headlines, COVID rampaging through Iowa. And right as of the 27th, we have 1,269 people in the hospital with COVID in a state of 3 million people. 271 of them are in ICU. Our bed availability is 36.7%. Our ICU bed availability is 56.7%, but yet it's rampaging through the state.
Well, we have had an increase, but we've also had an increase because they're testing more. And I know people that just go get tested to get tested. And here in the same newspaper, there's a headline here, and I started to read it earlier, not on the air, but it says, every American should be tested for COVID-19 once a week.
No.
They're going to clean everybody's sinuses out, aren't they? You know?
Well, whoever's making money off those tests really appreciate that.
Yeah, they do. And also somebody, let's see, Rudy read something about taking your temperature every so often. That was by a company that makes thermometers. But, you know, it's, and the other thing that I think, and I think you'll agree with me, Tim, is this mandatory mask. You know, McDonald's still isn't letting people in to eat, and so are some of the other establishments. They're not letting people in to eat. Everything's drive-through. And people are trying to keep these places open by using them. They're trying.
Right.
But they're afraid of getting sued. If President Donald Trump would just say, or the task force would say, there will be no lawsuits for catching this pandemic, this COVID-19, unless you sue China. No lawsuits of your employers, no lawsuits of stores, no lawsuits of your neighbors, none. Because you never know where you really got it.
Yeah.
And I don't think they should be allowing the lawsuits.
No. That's something we could do locally, too. You can go to your board of supervisors or your city council and say they come up with a resolution exempting and letting the restaurant open up again.
And we're out of time. We're headed into that break. Thank you, Tim, so much for your input. We'll be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation, our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyers and George Soros promise to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a 4-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com. Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work, I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow 6-piece towel set that includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have, I just got through putting that to the side, but we have some cyber, I'll find it here in a second. Here it is. We have some cyber sales going on from our advertisers. If you will visit Liberty Tabletop or give them a call at 844-386-2338. I can't encourage you enough. Use my advertisers. Please use my advertisers. I only have people that I believe in. So you can trust them. And we used our new flatware this year at Thanksgiving. 844-386-2338 is the number to call for that. Patriot, My Patriot Supply, they have cyber sales going on right now. 888-394-0964. That's 888-394-0964. And always, MyPillow has specials going on. Mike treats me really good. He's too busy to come on the air with me, and it makes me cry. But I wish he'd come on the air. Anomalies. Irregularities. That's all we hear. You know, that's the hanging chads of today. America, this is serious stuff. I'm tired of them calling them anomalies. I'm tired of them calling them irregularities. But we know it for what it is. And so does everyone else. The world is watching. We're in a mess. And we're in a mess, America, because us as Americans have stood by and allowed them to run our lives. You know, this gentleman, I agree with Tim. I don't think he's a bad guy. He wants to blame it. He's a typical guy on the left. He wants to blame it on somebody else. He's going to blame it on the conservative talk show hosts. We didn't cause the pandemic. And if you go back and you read the history, and if you listen to the doctors, there's Dr. Fauci who says wear a mask forever. Why would he say that? Why would you have to wear a mask forever? He also says there's no such thing as herd immunity. Anyone with any tiny bit of common sense knows he's wrong about that. The virus is real. People are dying. But not everyone is dying. It has well over a 90 percentile of survival. I've had family who've had it. One son said, Mom, I was pretty sick. I was worried for a little while. And the other one said, you know, I had swine flu and I was much, 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 much sicker. And when they talk about their kids that had it, oh, they had the sniffles. That's all they had. One of my daughter-in-laws that had it, she said, I just thought I had allergy problems, and that's kind of the way it was with our governor and his wife. They didn't even realize they weren't that sick. Now, that doesn't mean that's the way it's going to affect everyone. But the sickness in this land is not the pandemic. The sickness in this land is apathy. The sickness in this land is one-party rule. Yeah, that's it. The sickness in this land is ignorance on purpose. The sickness in this land is to fear. Fear. Liberty. There's a certain enthusiasm in liberty, causing mankind to rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism. Let me ask you, and I will do the same. Let's start praying for the brave, that the Lord will give these judges the wisdom they need. Take out the active what, the judges that have an agenda. Take those out, or melt their hearts to do the right thing. Victor Davis Hanson has a long article, and if you watched Levin last night, he interviewed two different folks, and one of them was a professor, and he's talking about what they're doing to our children in college. Bernie Sanders thinks everyone should go to college. It should be mandatory, and it should be paid for. Why? Why should it be that way? That doesn't make sense. Somebody that's choosing a profession that doesn't need, you know, all these equations and this, you know, art of writing and whatever else it is they study. Why do they need to go to college? Why do they need to be forced to do that? Totalitarianism? So that they can reprogram your children? Remember, we talked about a list a week or so ago. I assume I'm on that list. I don't imagine that I'm really the talk show host he's talking about here, but I took a little exception to it. You know, I want all of you to be blessed and to be free. If you want to wear a mask, if you feel it helps you, if you feel it helps others, then wear it. But don't tell me it's the law, because it's not the law. It's against the Constitution for them to say you can only have X amount of people in your home. You know, in Portland, they were burning lots of things, including Bibles. Did you know that? Yet Portland continues to put people in charge that are going to continue to do that. I had so many things to talk about today. We'll have to come back tomorrow. DOJ, FBI are missing in action on election fraud. They're missing in action, but the one people The one people that should not be missing in action is you. You can make those phone calls. You can harass them. I mean it. Not like Maxine Waters. You are the ones with the power. Remember several years ago I did the "You Had the Power All Along"? Equated you to Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz? You don't need the ruby slippers. You've had the power all along. Get your Constitution out and look at it. Read that Declaration of Independence. Go on my site and read the new Declaration of Independence. Know who is causing the trouble. This is an astronomical war that we have here. Is it any more impossible than when our revolutionary founding fathers defeated the great army of Britain? Is it? Or when Deborah went in, you know, the prophet? The man wouldn't do what he was told, so Deborah took the sword and she did it. Impossible situations. They're only impossible when they're in our hands, but they're not impossible in God's hands. And God wants to bring America home. Do you want to bring America home? If you do, liberty is always in the hands of the people.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range.